Alack, Edmund, I like not this unnatural dealing. When I desired their leave that I might pity him, they took from me the use of mine own house, charge me on pain of perpetual displeasure neither to speak of him, entreat for him, or any way sustain him.
Most savage and unnatural.
Go to, say you nothing. There is division between the dukes and a worse matter than that. I have received a letter this night. It is dangerous to be spoken. I have locked the letter in my closet. These injuries the king now bears will be revenged home. There is part of a power already footed. We must incline to the king. I will look him and privily relieve him. Go you and maintain talk with the duke, that my charity be not of him perceived. If he ask for me, I am ill and gone to bed. If I die for it, as no less is threatened me, the king, my old master, must be relieved. There is strange things toward, Edmund. Pray you, be careful.
This courtesy forbid thee, shall the duke instantly know, and of that letter too. This seems a fair deserving, and must draw me that which my father loses no less than all. The younger rises when the old doth fall.